Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Brady this week is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. And by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Also brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Hey, Tom Brady, good morning.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. A little tired today, but we got late back pretty early in the morning yesterday, so going to try to catch up on sleep this week and get ready to go for Sunday.
Nothing better than a nap. Are you a nap guy?
I don't get, you know, not like I used to, so probably it's been a long time.
Certainly a great performance the other night. I think there were some who were worried about you guys covering the spread, and it turns out on both sides of the ball, pretty good performance down there at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, it was great to win down there. We got out to a fast start, and when you do that on the road, that's all we talk about, is trying to silence the crowd, take a little momentum out of the opposing environment. And our guys did such a great job coming out ready to go. And the first drive was great. We got the turnover. We didn't convert on the turnover, but we made the field goal. We're up 10-0, and there's just got to continue to find ways to do that and continue to try to improve as we go. And, you know, it's going to, I said last week, this is kind of when things start to ramp up, and we got to start really taking all the things we've learned and try to improve and execute better, do all the things we need to do to make ourselves a better football team.
I want to ask the question that everybody's been talking about this week. What did you give Demaryius Thomas before the game in that white box?
None. It's really, you know, not anyone's business. So.
All right.
Yeah. No, he's a good friend. He and I really enjoyed my time with him, and we talked about some things before he got traded, and you know, just wanted to follow through with him. So I really enjoyed my time with him and admired him for a long time, and watched him, you know, play great the other night. So he's just a great competitor, and you know, that was it.
Well, I mean, do you feel like if you keep enjoying your time on this program, I might one day get a gift of a white box of some kind?
It's possible. I don't know. You got to, you know, this is, we're all, sorry, for a long time, so hopefully I can always come through for you.
We're losing you a little bit. It sounds like you're on Edelman's phone this week, as opposed Julian's phone is always bad when he. Oh, did we just lose him?
Oh, for crying out loud.
We just lost him.
We just lost him. Sure, I'll call back.
You know what was in that white box? A new phone.
Hey.
A quick note on Dan Hunt. I am not lying. Hand to God. He gave me a number to reach him last night when I confirmed the spot. I called the number this morning. It is a convent.
You're
gave
me
a fake number to join the show.
He didn't give. He probably just
transposed a couple digits.
Accidentally gave you a wrong number.
I spoke with a very nice nun.
I don't think it would give you.
She said thoughts and prayers.
T's and D's.
Hopefully, Tom will get to a better spot. Where I'm sure he's on his way to the stadium, or maybe he's at the stadium or whatever, and we'll see. Oh, there he is. I think he's. Are you in a better spot right now?
Sorry, apologize. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. How happy?
Yeah, I said you're off to a good start. So I said hopefully I always come through for you.
All right. Well, wait till I get to some of the questions at the end of this, and we'll see. Are you?
Oh, great!
You got that to look forward to, Tom.
Which is
good.
Let's
cross that off the list. I think I'll take everything back.
How happy are you that you never have to face this defense, this Patriots defense?
They're doing great. It's so, you know, amazing to watch what those guys have done over the first 7 weeks. And, you know, they're just playing well at all levels. The front's getting to the quarterback. The linebackers are just playing great football. Secondary's covering, intercepting. Everyone's in the mix. So it's been really, incredible to watch, getting turnovers early in games and giving us short fields and stopping them on third down, limiting their scoring opportunities. It's just been amazing to watch.
What do you think when it comes to Sanu? What do you feel like he brings to this offense at this point in the season?
You know, I think those things they you know, remain to be seen, and I think it's one thing to talk about it, and it's another thing to go out and do it. And I'm excited to have him. I watched him for a long time. I've just heard great things from a lot of people who have been around him. And, you know, Coach always says your role is what you make of it, and it's really, you know, to be determined by what we do on the meetings and the practice field so we can gain confidence and trust as quickly as possible. And go out and try to help us, you know, do a better job scoring points.
Do you feel like from the perspective of a veteran, it'll be pretty easy for him system-wise to fit right in a pretty quick fashion?
I'm not sure. I've never, been around him or anything like that. But, we'll just have to see how it goes and try to improve day to day. And I know that sounds like a cliche answer, but that's the truth. I mean, you've been in a different offense for a long period of time, and it's not like it's just come in and all of a sudden you know everything. So he certainly knows how to play pro football and played at a very high level. So that obviously helps, but it's just learning our terminology and then, again, just working at it together. And I said for a long time it's quarterback-receiver relationship is very important. It's very unique. You know, they can't get themselves the ball, and I can't do their job. You have to see things the same way. You have to react and anticipate the same way. And I think you see that with players that I've played with for long periods of time, whether it's Deion Branch, Troy Brown, Wes Welker, Julian. The years and years that we accumulate together end up really paying off. Because there's a lot of things that you could talk about that maybe a year ago that come up on a Monday night game, and then you're able to react and play fast and anticipate, and leads to better execution.
You already have more road wins than all of last season. What do you think has been the key this season to playing so well away from Foxborough, Tom?
I think, our defense has just played incredible. So, again, you just shut out Miami to shut out the Jets. They did a great job against Buffalo, did an incredible job against Washington. And they're doing a great job giving us opportunities and giving us the ability to start fast. And just it's been really amazing to watch those guys play and perform. And, we've got some tough ones coming up. Obviously, this one is against Cleveland at home. Is a big challenge, but we've got a lot of football to play, and we're going to have to keep trying to improve, do a better job, and our defense is going to have to keep doing what they're capable of doing. It's about all of us living up to and playing to our level of expectations, and you're off to a decent start, but 7 wins doesn't get you anything, and we're going to try to keep doing a better job.
Speaking of the Browns, is OBJ the most talented wide receiver in the NFL?
Isn't this one of those ranking questions at the end that I'm used to?
Well, is he one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL?
I think he's pretty exceptional. I think he's had a great career as a young player, and he's very dynamic. They have a very good skill group. I mean, Nick Chubb is incredible. Jarvis Landry's, playing against him for all those years. He's exceptional player. Odell's great. Baker's, a young, dynamic player. So they're very talented on offense. They've got very talented players on defense. They got great secondary, really good group of linebackers. Miles Garrett's one of the most disruptive players in the NFL. So this is a tough game. This is a tough battle. We're on a short week trying to get up to speed with a lot of things, try to get a lot of film in. It's been a lot of studying yesterday, try to get your body recovered from a late night, Monday night games, getting to bed at 4 a.m. and, you know, a lot of film yesterday. And then now, you know, the foot's still on the gas pedal now. So no time to slow down. We've got to be prepared for, they're coming off a bye week. They've had extra days of practice. So we got to try to make up some ground on them. And then ultimately we're going to have to try to execute better than them this weekend.
We all heard Monday night what can happen when a quarterback is mic'd up. Are you asked every week to be mic'd up, and do you generally say no to that, or what's your philosophy on that?
I'm not asked every week, but they've made requests and so forth. So it's not typically something that I do. I kind of leave that for other guys to have opportunities for them to get some of the things that quarterbacks usually get. So it's just one of those things.
Tom, when you have been mic'd up in the past, are you more cognizant of what you say, or is it just something that blends into the background and you don't even think about it because you're focused on the game?
I definitely think you're aware of it. I think it's a little of both. I mean, I think for the most part, you're focused on the game, but I mean, it is a little different, and the pack that they put on you can be a little cumbersome for me. So, I think for me, in my view, you have a very intimate relationship with players you play with, and things that are said in the heat of the moment, and then again for people to take those out of context, not understanding kind of the emotional part of the sport. They get taken the wrong way. So, that's just part of entertainment. That's what they're trying to do with those, media types of things. So, I think for me during game day, it's just best for me to focus on my job, what I need to do, not add anything extra to what my obligations already are, which is to go out there and be a great player for our team.
You're damn right.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Tom, this week we have voted the Needham Bank, your bank, your way, Needham Bank player of the game. There were a lot of options. We could have gone with the secondary, or as we call them now, the ghosts, who held Darnold to 11 for 32 and 4 picks. The NFL Films crew for getting that lineup, for getting that mic on Sam for that memorable bite. But we've actually gone with Jets fans as the player of the game Monday night for inspiring you to greatness, because I had a chance to talk to them before the game, and to a man in the lots, they all said, we do not want Tom Brady to retire because we want to help defeat Tom Brady. So would you like to...
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, but they love you down there, Tom, and I know you know that. We tried to make it a home game for you there, but the Jets fans were loud. I just wanted to know if you wanted to take a moment to say something to the fans down there in New York who love you so much and appreciate them.
That's right. I hear that when I'm down. You know, we have a place in New York, so I hear that quite a bit when I'm walking the streets. And there's a lot of, people driving down the street that if they see me and go, Brady, whatever.
Had a good game Monday?
And I'm like, I'm with my kids, for God's sake. Like, let me just, they don't need to hear some of those things that are being said to me. So kind of what you'd hear in the parking lot is some of the things that I hear when I'm down there. So that's just... they have a great way about them, and they cheer pretty hard for their team. And believe me, we cheer pretty hard for our team up here. And, for as much love as we get from our fans, I think there's a lot of opposing environments we go where it's not quite the same. So that's to be expected. That's what good fans are all about.
When it comes to retirement or the future, do you find the speculation about you to be interesting? I mean, we had Adam Schefter during that game talking about, your future. And, I mean, do you find that speculation to be interesting?
From my standpoint or from the fan's standpoint?
From your standpoint. Because nobody knows what you're going to do. You're the only one, and you may not even know.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's the great part for me is I don't know. And I think that's been a unique situation that, I've been in, because I think when you commit to a team, for a certain amount of years, you kind of feel like your responsibility is to always fulfill the contract. And, for me, I'm just it's been good because I'm just taking it day by day and I'm enjoying what I have. And I don't know what the future holds. And the great part is, you know, for me, football at this point is all borrowed time. I mean, I never expected to play 20 years and I'm playing on a great team. And, you know, it's just been an incredible 20 years of my life. And to play for Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, the Kraft family, and for Coach Belichick, and to have so much success, a dream come true. So I don't, you know, one day I'll wake up and I feel like, okay, that'll be enough. And when that day comes. And I don't know if it'll be after this year. You know, I don't know if it'll be 5 years from now. But I don't have to determine those things right now either. So that's kind of a good part where I'm at. So I think just take advantage of the opportunity that I have this year and do the very best I could do. And then, you know, those decisions come at, you know, probably more appropriate times.
I want to get to the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. Baker Mayfield called it an honor to spend time with you at the Kentucky Derby this year. What's it like to play against guys who grew up watching you win Super Bowls?
It's pretty much every guy I play against now is, you know, grew up watching me, and I hear that quite a bit. So it's been really fun for me as an older player to see a lot of younger players and develop relationships, not only with guys on my own team, but a lot of guys that I watch and admire, and quarterbacks, other positions, you know, defensive players that I run into over the course of the offseason. And, you know, I feel like I was a young player that looked up to older guys at one point, and it's just now it's a little bit vice versa. Now I'm the one that they kind of look up to. So I try to be a good example. I try to provide them with answers they may have to things about their career that they're trying to, you know, work on, or, you know, be, you know, really excel in their job. And hopefully I can give them some tips or, you know, little points of wisdom, things that I've been through that, you know, help them along the way. So it's pretty cool.
Tom, you know, there's always a lot of speculation about you. And one of the things that I try to do every week with you is give you the opportunity to comment, to clear the air over things if you want it. And so I do want to ask you if I know you were a little frustrated, I think, when it came to the line of questioning over the weekend about the Netflix thing. Is there anything that you want to say about that today? Because it's been of interest to people.
No, I appreciate you asking, and I think I answered last week, and I'm not. I think it's about publicity, and, you know, I think the particular show got a lot of publicity, and I'm not going to give them any more than what they've already gotten. So, yeah,
well, yeah.
Everyone knows again how I feel about Mr. Kraft and how much, you know, he's been one of the most important people in my life, and you know, we have a relationship that is incredibly important to me, and you know, he's been a part of the biggest moments in my life and a lot of the biggest decisions in my life, and I have nothing but true love and respect for him. And, you know, he does so much to help people out in our community and other communities, and you know, it's just a real blessing to have him in my life and to play for him for 20 years. You know, to work for his team has really been a dream come true.
All right. Well, I thank you for being on this week, and we will talk to you again next week, and go get him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's going to be a fun week. So it'll be a great home game, 4:30 start. We'll be ready to go. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Feel free to drop that white box gift off over here anytime you want, Tom Brady.
Just remember, Greg leaves after the first quarter, so it's got to be before then.
Right. All right, Tom. All right, thank you.
Bye, Tom.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Thank you. All right. There's Tom Brady.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.